Good morning. I am Clément Point, the 20 May in the CDI of the High School of Montplaisir in Valence, with the class of the first year of ST2S, will talk to us of many subjects on feeding. To get started, Paola Fuela will talk to us about eating behaviors, followed by Charlene Fornell, will tell us when eating makes sick and kills. After that, Lola Roy will explain to us how feed 10 billion human beings in 2050, if we're still alive. Before the last subject, Noémie Bertheme will list the eating disorders. And for finish, Hugo Plantier will talk to us about junk food.
In France, there are more than 19,000 vegans, or 2.2% of the population. This eating behavior is the least practiced by French people, and it was popularized in the years 1944. This diet consists of not eating food of animal origins, meat, eggs, fish. Their diet there is therefore composed of soy, seeds, vegetables, almond milk, tofu. This diet has an ethical, environmental, or an health and sanitary purpose for the living conditions of animals and the way humans treat animals. Also, vegans do not buy or wear animal materials like leather bags, shoes, or clothes.
Very well. Thank you, Paola. Charlene, it's your turn.
Today we will show you when food makes you sick. It is known that ingestion of a large amount of food, especially if it's very high in fats, can cause, among other things, an increase in triglycerides, which poses a risk to people with a fragile health, too much sugar, too many fancy diseases, too many products, to refund cause intestinal irritation, which cause intestinal distress, but also more general risk cause inflammatory disease, but also a decrease in immunity and immune fragility, and therefore a vulnerability to viral and bacterial infections. Excess food can increase the risk of heart attack. Many specialists have called December fraction months, not only because of the cold, but also because of the consequence that healthy nails can have the arteries. To conclude, avoid eating too fat, too sweet, too salty, and don't forget to eat 5 fruits and vegetables a day.
Okay, thank you. Lola, if you wish to start, it's the moment.
Today it's much more difficult to eat correctly. By 2050, we'll have to adjust and change our diet. There are some examples of actions that we can all take to fight against these difficulties. First of all, we can lessen our daily meat consumption, having a flexitarian diet, which is eating more proteins than just meat. We can avoid food waste by eating non-perishable foods. Scientific progress has been created. It allows to create food in a laboratory and turn it into powder or thanks to 3D printers. It keeps the shape and proteins, but not yet the taste. Finally, eating insects will help us to limit pollution. Moreover, according to the experts, it's an inexhaustible resource.
Good. Thank you. Now, let's see what you did, Noémie.
Food is a vital function that provides the nutritional elements essential for good physical and psychological health. A balance must be found between metabolic, personal, and cultural requirements. Food is also a social, family, and cultural practice that allows people to take their place in this environment. Some benchmarks. Anorexia nervosa, it's a disturbance of the relationships to food which occurs most often in young people between 14 and 18 years old. Some anorexias can appear before puberty or in adulthood. These disorders particularly affect women between 0.5 and 4 of European women are affected by anorexia nervosa. Around 0.3 of European men are affected by one of these various eating disorders. Recent work tends to bring it closer. Eating disorders are linked to addictive behaviors, drug addiction. Recovering from eating disorders. Eating disorders can have significant consequences on affective family, professional and social life. Despite these difficulties, it is possible to recover from these disorders.
Well, 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 thank you. Hugo, tell to us what happened.
Junk food is bad quality. 2,000 fast food in France. Junk food is bad for the health because it's very fat elements and a lot of sugar. Junk food, however, creates a lot of disease, for example, diabetes and obesity. The country we have the most obesity is USA because the fast food dominates in this country. We propose eating junk food occasionally and eating healthy. Example, vegetables, fruits, because it's better for health.
Perfect, perfect. Thank you. So, it was nice to see your jobs. Thank you, everybody. Also, thanks to our professor, Mrs. Russell and Mrs. Turner, for their initiative. And thanks to our favorite sound editor, Mr. Noah. Thank you, dear auditor, to listen to us. Good evening.